This workshop is actually helping bring the after to small and medium enterprises, focusing on women and youth-led enterprises. And the idea is to help them understand what after is and the opportunities they are.
So what does this workshop seeks to mainly achieve?
It is seeking to achieve a couple of things. Number one, it is seeking to close the knowledge gap. In Ghana, Statistical Service did a survey recently, and only a quarter of the micro businesses who employ 1 to 6 people actually knew what after is. That's one. The second, it is aimed to help begin to put together what kind of support will be required. And using the same survey, the small one said, please reduce the cost of credit, remove regulatory barriers, and identify opportunities for us. And so, and the big businesses also too, the same in a different order. So we are beginning to say, okay, what is it that can be done in concrete terms? And then finally, it will help shed light on dimensions of inclusion, that is women, youth, geography, and the cross-border value chains that may be neglected.
What will be the anticipated major takeaways from the workshop for these women?
For these women, they will know deeper on what after is, and the takeaway will be, yes, we can engage. We have a few more questions, but we know where to get those questions answered.
Will there be a mechanism or some form of measurement to actually determine their progress after this workshop?
Yes. So part of the partnership that we have also with the secretariat is that we are going to track a number of businesses on the progress they are making with the Continental Free Trade Area. And that will enable us to know what the opportunities are, what they are dealing with, and the progress they are making. The ultimate is that, indeed, the after, as you probably know, the after area is meant to help kind of create and shape the next relationship with Africa's relationship with the rest of the world. And that means the transformation of the continent that is brought about by AFTA will not only benefit the Africans, but also the world over, to allow them to engage